Once your advertising begins to pay off and your phone begins to ring, it's important to make sure that you maximize each incoming phone call. Even though as a result of the internet and websites you'll receive leads by email, the incoming telephone lead is by far the most common and elusive. Nearly all of the calls that you'll receive will be requesting information on real estate properties for sale. You must remember that you're in the business of selling real estate and are not free real estate information services. A technique that is key to capturing business from incoming phone call leads is not answering questions, but asking them. You also must immediately determine what has generated this phone call. Ad calls are treated differently than sign calls. Generally, an incoming caller from a newspaper ad will have some information regarding the property, possibly even the price, but do not have the exact address. Likewise, an incoming caller from a property's yard sign will have the address but little more information. It's not uncommon for someone to call on a real estate yard sign and ask for the asking price. An average real estate person may find themselves giving the price and hearing "thank you very much," click, and a dial tone. This type of phone call is not in your best interest. It's a wasted lead. It's important that when answering questions on an incoming call that you answer the question and immediately ask another question without delay. The following is an example of the incorrect way, and this is how it goes. Caller: I'm calling on the property that I saw at 123 Atwater Drive. What are they asking for it? Real estate agent: They're asking $220,000. Caller: Okay, thank you very much. Click, dial tone. A better way to handle such a phone call is as follows. Caller: I'm calling on the property that I saw at 123 Atwater Drive. What are they asking for it? Real estate agent: Yes, that's a terrific property and they're asking $220,000. Is that the price range you're looking for? You have to ask that question very quickly. The quick part is essential. Caller: No, that's more than I can afford. Thank you very much. Real estate agent: Again, quickly, you only have a fraction of a second here. Real estate agent: Wait a sec, I have a number of other properties. What price range are you considering? Caller: About $180,000 to $200,000 is my max. Real estate agent: There are a number of properties for sale in that price range. Would you mind if I prepared a list for you? Caller: Yes, that would be okay. Real estate agent: Great, what's your name? Caller: John Smith. Real estate agent: What's the best number to reach you, John? Caller: 555-1212. Real estate agent: And your email address? Caller: john@johnsmith.com. Real estate agent: Thanks, John. I'll put the list together and I'll get right back to you. As you can see in the second example, the real estate agent was able to get enough information from the caller to make them a potential buyer prospect. You must remember that the person who is asking the questions is the person who is in control. You'll note in the previous example that initially the prospect was in control by asking questions. However, the real estate agent quickly gained control by answering the questions and immediately asking another. This is very important. You must know exactly what question you're going to ask after answering the prospect's question. This will take a little practice on your part, and you must be very quick with your questions so as not to lose the prospect. This would be an example of a real estate yard sign call, as the potential prospect knew the property address but didn't know any more information. In an effort to make the example somewhat brief, I excluded some additional questions that's best to ask. Such questions as how many bedrooms, bathrooms, and other amenities such as garages and swimming pools. Basically, get as much information as you can from the potential prospect. We'll discuss this later in qualifying a buyer, and you may use many of those questions in the initial phone call from a prospective customer. If you receive a call on a classified ad, you would use a similar dialogue. However, your ad would normally not include an address, but merely a description and possibly a price. Usually the caller will sound something like this: I'm calling on the property that you have advertised that says Handyman Special. I would recommend that you respond in this way: Yes, I have that property right here. What can I tell you about it? At this point, the prospect will ask you a specific question about the property, such as, what's the property address? You may want to be very careful here. Once the prospect has received the address, they may no longer need any other information from you, and if the ad is very descriptive, that may be the case. As I described before, you must be prepared to immediately ask a question after answering the prospect's question. Never end a sentence without immediately asking a question. This will keep the prospect on the line and keep you in control. You might say something like this. Yes, that property is located at 123 McDonald Street. Is that the area that you're looking for? Once again, asking the question to maintain control. Continue asking questions to get as much information from the caller as possible. If at any time the prospect caller on the classified ad or yard sign answers yes to your initial question, don't fall out of your chair here. Maintain your composure. Merely close for an appointment to show the property. It would be best to use the alternative choice type of close. This is when you would ask for an appointment, but don't ask a question that would answer in a yes or a no. An example of what not to ask is, would you like to see the inside of the property? That would allow them to say no. The correct way to ask would be something like, I can show you the inside of the property this afternoon, or would tomorrow morning be better for you? In this way, you've given them two choices, this afternoon or tomorrow morning, and a yes or no is not needed. The alternatives can be anything you wish, such as in an hour from now, or tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, or Friday, etc. If the two choices that you give them are not acceptable, then continue to ask them two more choices until one fits their schedule, such as, if this afternoon or tomorrow morning won't work, how about tomorrow afternoon or Friday? Remember that you're investing money in advertising. If you spend $100 on an ad and get 5 phone calls, that's $20 each. You don't want to throw away your $20 by not at least getting the name and telephone number of the potential caller. Your goal in advertising and prospect is, first of all, finding interested customers and clients, but secondly, and more importantly, getting an appointment to meet them. Even though we have great strides in technology in the real estate industry over the past couple of decades, no one has yet invented a method of selling real estate by the telephone. Selling real estate requires a written signature. While that's now legal to electronically sign contracts, a real estate sale is rarely made without meeting the customer face to face.